Good morning, Big Chow Man. God, fuck. What a day. I just sort of... feeling a bit sort of lost and sad that, you know, there's just so many fucking poisonous people that go out of their way to fuck your life up with their lying and their fucking bullshit, you know what I mean? Although in this particular matter, I've got to be restrained in, you know, identify all these matters. I've got to be restrained in what I do and don't say and what I can mention and can't. But there is an abundance of fucking dishonesty. You know? And, just shitbag human beings doing shitbag things. And, yeah, so I'm finally having to sort of head down, ass up, you know, type, you know. That's okay. It's good. I quite actually enjoy doing it. Except I just want to do everything else except that, you know. You know, the $60 million deal, and all I want to do is sharpen all the pencils on my desk, you know what I mean? And, to quote Tony Robbins. And, yes, I thought, well, when you live in the country areas, that's going to be exciting going through there, so I won't. I mean, I can drive those really muddy roads, but sometimes when you look at them, you go, geez, there's a lot of awfully big pools of water sort of blocking up half the fucking road. And that shit's like in, you know, I forget, was it the Marvel comic characters or something? The Infinity Universe or something? Well, those are infinity slippery fucking mud. You know, so everything to the clay, so everything that's wet underwater is like Teflon fucking converted into grease, you know, using a 5-weight oil or something, you know, 5-weight oil on a hot day, and so it's as, I wouldn't say it's viscous as, but it's very, got an extremely low coefficient of friction. And everything to the side of the puddles has got a good watering on it too. So, you know. There he goes. There goes some arch enemies. Excuse me, sir. I'd like you to attend to this issue. Yeah, and so won't be going up those roads. Nothing dirt. There's sand coated roads. They sand them with, you know, 20 or 30 millimetres of sand every few years. But somehow that ends up sort of, you know, get that thin little crust, and if the underneath is really, really wet, you know, you just go through the sand sort of stuff, and it's sort of like having a fuck, you know, up to your nuts in love. Well, you're up to your axles in mud. Fuck. So anyway, I was feeling a bit sort of, I don't know, traumatised, wanting to have a bit of escapism, you know. So I thought, well, you know, when you're in a country area and you use up, say, a quarter of your tank, you know, always go out and fill it up, you know what I mean? Keep your tank full. Because you never know, oh, you know, something happens and, well, the nearest ambulance is for, you know, there's been some fucking disaster, a lot of crashes or some shit and critically injured people and just things happen, you know what I mean? Oh, it's Christmas time and, you know, they've all fucked off to Melbourne or something, you know, because a big explosion and there's hundreds dead and injured or some shit, so they all fuck off down to Melbourne and there's none up here, you know. So, yeah. So I went into a town, you know, got a hamburger with a lot and a coffee. Cheers. And it was really quiet. It was like, fuck, this place is like a morgue, you know what I mean? It was really quiet, you know? I don't mean late Saturday afternoon and really cold, windy weather and rain and all sorts of shit, you know, and not many people travelling, you know? There's that issue, but it was like abnormally quiet, even for that time, you know what I mean? You know, where they might get 10 cars an hour or some shit, it was like no one was talking. And so I got talking to a guy there who I knew, and we just got, you know, to talking. And, yeah. God, I feel fucking, I won't say suicidally depressed, but just a little bit. You know, when things happen in country towns and small areas, you know, quiet areas and all this sort of stuff, when there's been a sort of, it's not like being in a big city when someone dies, you know what I mean, or they get killed in a fucking accident or some other sort of shit, you know. It's like, there's like a wave that goes through the community. You know? And, yeah, just keeping twice the eyes out for big trucks. And just out the front of this place, you know, he was saying that some old guy in a large old sort of Toyota Land Cruiser sort of thing, you know. He was towing a caravan and he came to the intersection. And he did what I've seen a lot of old guys do. Because I normally don't drive with women, they're too dangerous. But old guys who are sort of really old and they've got sort of degenerate sort of brain diseases or conditions. And, they're not, I don't know, I've never met the guy. But he didn't see the clearly posted fucking stop sign, you know, and he just there was a big V-double coming into town, big V-double truck, and so that truck was probably doing 60, or, you know, they're fairly heavily sort of regulated, you know what I mean? If you fuck around over the speed limit in a V-double in a built-up area or something, you know, that's one of those, there's a truck there and then there's a big trailer, and then there's a second big trailer, you know what I mean? And what he's done is he's just gone straight, it's doing about, I don't know, I was probably doing about 60 k's now, you know. But what he did is this old bloke, he just drove straight into the fucking intersection and the truck's just gone fucking pow, you know, with 5 feet, you know, just sort of, you know, the old guy's just gone, oh, fuck, go bang, you know. The guy in the truck, it looks like, you know, didn't have time to hit the fucking brakes or anything. He's just fucking, you know. And, yeah. So, yeah, the, like energy is energy, you know, like for momentum. So if it's, you know, I forget the exact, because I don't do this sort of maths much, you know what I mean? And so I've kind of forgotten how to do it sort of thing. I could look it up, you know. But this, I take this as probably being kind of very fucking wrong, you know. Because there's a difference between velocity and speed and kinetic energy and just all this sort of stuff. So it's not, you know, having a 1 ton or 1,000 kilos type object doing 100 kilometres an hour down to fucking, probably down to about 10 k's an hour, just traumatised. So, I don't know what was in the B double, you know, whether it was full or fucking partial load, you know, like a truck full of fucking grain is different in mass to a truck, you know, with cattle and shit in it, you know what I mean? But, yeah, so we'll just say, well, it's 80 tonnes of truck. 80 tonnes of truck doing 60 k's an hour. This is where my maths is probably wrong. I can probably guarantee it too, you know. 80 tonnes of truck doing 60 k's an hour with no fucking time to go, oh, fuck, no brakes, you know. It is the same as a 2 ton, you know, a 2 ton truck, a 2 ton vehicle doing, what's 40 times 60 k's an hour, you know. I'll pull over here, I'm just fucking just to the nth degree, we won't go right into the jolly dirt. No, so we don't want to get bogged. Oh, I feel a little bit slippery. So, 80 ton, you know, well, 4.6s, yeah, well, that's the sort of, it's probably not the cubed energy, you know what I mean? So it's not like a 2 ton vehicle doing 2,400 kilometres an hour, because that'd just explode like a fucking bomb, you know? but we'll say the squared, so, or something like that, but, you know, the B double doing, you know, we'll just say fully, we'll assume it's fully loaded, you know, and that just hit this fucking old Toyota Land Cruiser side on, you know, he got the, you know, the centre of the fucking truck, you know, straight, he was kind of lined up more or less with the centre of the fucking truck. When it hit, it's just gone fucking pow, straight in the side, and just crushed that in by, I don't know, 2 feet, 60 centimetres, so there's been a physical fucking intrusion into the cabin space, hitting him, and with his head going whoa like that as he went over, I don't know, you know, there might have been a clear bit of space there, or he might have hit the fucking, his head might have hit the bull bar, or, you know, partly the fucking bull bar or something, or, you know, I don't know. But as his head's gone across, it's sort of like a neck snapping, not quite a neck snapping bit of acceleration, but you don't want it, you don't need it, you know what I mean? Avoid more shit to avoid, like the plague. And, what the guy was telling me about this, he showed me a couple of photos, and the caravan was just smashed into bits, you know, sort of like the car going through the caravan in Mad Max, except this had all his living stuff in it, you know. And he was too fucked, you know. Well, the people sort of attending, I reckon, saw him as being too fucked to get him out, you know, and all they could do is wait for him to, I don't know, but I'm assuming, you know, if you've got something important to say, always qualify it as in, I'm assuming, or it appears to be, you know what I mean? But I'm assuming that they saw him as being really old. I think he was 79 or 75 or 73 or something like that, you know. But I'm assuming that they figured he was really badly injured and shouldn't be moved and taken out in an ordinary ambulance, you know, and just to wait it out until he died, you know. Of course, there's some people, they're so injured, you know, and they're just, and the guy who was there, he assumed, he said, I think he's being old, you know, and he was so really badly in shock. That's probably what it killed him, you know what I mean? And, of course, there's going to be the coroner's report and, you know, what actually went on internally. He said he didn't appear to be really fucking damaged, but, you know, I said, you know, people can have fucking really bad impacts and there's not a mark on them. One guy, I used to ride up front with all the locomotive drivers and stuff like that and have a talk and shit, you know what I mean? And there was this one crew, and this one guy was saying that they hit a car driver. There's middle of the road level crossings. He was out there. My sponge is escaping. Bye, sponge. Gale force winds blowing across the tray, you know. And he was, yeah, this guy drove across, you know, like a dirt bank over the railroad tracks, you know, and this guy drove across the railroad tracks straight into the path of a fucking locomotive. And, and the locomotive hit the car, and the car just rolled. It just, you know, just sort of barrel rolled, you know, and it was sort of rolled up like a fucking sausage, you know. And you know, in front of the train, like a couple hundred meters of it, sort of doing that sort of stuff. and then it sort of went off the tracks, and then they, you know, they ran back to the car, you know, and they looked in, and the guy didn't have a fucking mark on him. They said there wasn't a scratch, there wasn't a bruise, there wasn't any marks at all, you know. And he stuck his head in and he said, "Are you all right, mate?" And the guy opened his mouth to speak, and all that came out was just all this fucking blood and bone and lungs and, you know, sort of internal organs kind of shit. And then he just went, and died, you know. And, yeah. So, you know, this is life. These things happen. So I'm very sort of sad about that. I think in small communities you become more attuned to trauma. It just goes through the fucking town like a, you know, well, this is not like a big city with, I don't know, Melbourne might be like 3 to 5 million people by now. You know? So when you get small towns, and these things happen, everybody's just like, fuck. You know? It's like a wave of consciousness. It's just like, Jesus, fuck, you know? So, and it is sad, you know, but this is, you know, I had an old friend who was like about 83, and the belligerence of this fucking guy, he was death incarnate on the roads, you know. He just saw straight ahead, and, you know, like about 20 metres in front of the car, you know. Just that narrow little slot, the consciousness of things passing him or coming to an intersection where he had the stop sign or using his indicators when he's changing lane and just pulling out without, out of a fucking parking area into the main road type thing without using his mirrors or without any consciousness of anything or anybody else using the fucking road, you know. You know, and coming into a bloody roundabout, you know, where the other person coming from the right had the right of way. So we were supposed to slow down and stop and let this guy come through. But this old cunt, you know, he didn't even register that it was a roundabout. And if I didn't scream at him, stop, 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 you know, the cunt, the guy driving from the right-hand side would have just center punched the car and killed him, you know. Just absolutely, completely oblivious. And I think, and I don't know the guy and never met him, but that's, you know, he's old, he's tired, you know, not concentrating. And he may have had a fair degree of brain rot where he should have fucking, he should have gone to his caravan, where he keeps his caravan, or back at home or something, and just stay off the fucking roads, you know. So I don't know, you know. So that's a sad thing, you know. But having said that, you know, I'm very much interested in self-preservation, and I'm very much interested in not being killed by people who are medically and mentally unfit to, you know. Well, think of Joe Biden, you know. The guy's, you know, doesn't know where he is, has got no idea what's going on, you know. So, you know, when people get like that and they've still got driver's licenses and they're still driving vehicles, you know, and they just miss the fucking... They're coming to, you know, a big two-lane fucking highway sort of thing. This is bumfuck nowhere kind of a big two-lane highway, and they just drive straight across it and into the path of a fucking big truck. It's not exactly a blind intersection, provided you slow right down. You know, you come to a stop at the stop sign and then you look up the fucking highway, you can see it coming, you know what I mean? But he didn't even do that, you know? He didn't even do that. He just came to the intersection, drove through the stop sign, and there's a big fucking B-double truck, you know? I don't know, it would have been about 20 metres away when he's sitting on 60 k's an hour, you know, he's just fucking boof, you know, and the truck's fucking T-boned him. It wasn't the velocity of the truck, it was the sheer, you know, like hitting a fucking tin of sardines with a big sledgehammer, you know, 12 pound sledgehammer, you know. So anyway, I've figured out a really good way I've kind of figured out a really good way to put a screen up there or up here to give myself a nice little clip-on sort of reflector. Because it doesn't have to be perfect, it only has to work. That's my new motto, or one of my many mottos, you know, to get above this sort of intricate detail and the most painstaking of measures and everything's perfect and all this sort of stuff. Sometimes it is necessary and it is warranted, you know what I mean? If you're doing stuff that your life genuinely depends on it having to be right, you know, in terms of reliability and safety and longevity and all that sort of stuff, yes, so you do it. But there's a lot of stuff, you know. It's a bit like a lampshade, you know what I mean, on over a fucking light. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a bit fucking wonky or it's not sitting quite straight or, you know, it's the fucking wrong colour or so, you know. We wanted, you know, we wanted Morocco white, not... in a not Sahara beige, you know. It's a fucking lot, it's a lampshade, it'll do, you know. So I figured out what I can do. You know. I've also figured out what's happening with the lights. Because you see, there's the fucking heat sink. Where's the camera? Yeah, there's the heat sink and there's the light. But where's the brightness thing? Turn that right down. Trying to fucking, I don't know if that's showing up, but there's those LEDs running strings, and it's too fucking dark. Those LEDs running strings. Boy, are the heads going to roll. There's a lot on. Yeah, so I figured out a nice little way to make a nice little what happens is the LEDs are there's like I'll say five fucking rows, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and one of the LEDs in the string has burned out. And so that means that one little string is fucking done for. And the other four strings are still going. So I might actually fit a little 10 watt unit up there when another two or three have gone. Yeah, there's seven strings and I think five of them are working, or six of them are working. Six strings are four because they're, they're set on 12 volt. I don't know if that's a regulated 12 volt where the voltage is held fast. But, I think the LEDs might be their maximum forward voltage is 3.5 volt. So if you've got, peering up my fucking, so there's three to a string, so they've probably got a little resistor in the fucking, stuck on the bloody backside, on the plate, on the circuit board. I don't know how many ohms, but they, what's it called? Yeah, so... God, I'm just feeling... Yeah, I'm just feeling just fucking... You know? I'm not really fucking traumatised with the pictures of, you know... The guy wasn't in the car. It was just crushed in about halfway into the fucking driver's seat, you know? And they'd taken the door off. I don't know whether it was torn off or fucking they just removed it or whatever, or just took it off to get him out or whatever, you know, when he died, after he died. Because sometimes you can tell by looking at people, you know, they just look fucked, you know what I mean? You know that they're not going to make it. You can just tell, you know? And, yeah. So I'm fucking traumatised by that. So, but anyway. I've got some 10 watt LEDs, and they've got their driver circuits, and they're made for running on 12 volt. And so I might leave that for the moment, and you know, get up there with a fucking scraper or a chisel, wood carving chisel, slice off all the silicon, and take the circuit board with it, you know. course, there's a thing. What's it called? Yeah, silicon sealant makes a good heat sink compound because it's a semi-metallic, you know what I mean? And if you get two parts and you put a nice coating on each side, you know, just a finger sort of fucking wipe on each part, and then you press them together, but you start to squeeze them, you can end up with a coat, you know, like as with a layer, depending on what the surface is like, but you can end up with layers that are like as thick as a fucking, you know, piece of tissue paper. So not only have you got a good adhesive, flexible, thermally flexible sort of adhesive, but because it's so thin and because silicon rubber is in very, very thin amounts, it's actually not a bad sort of heat conductor. Though the very, very best heatsink compounds are actually diamond paste. You know, where the diamond is ground into microns, sort of micron sort of size type powder, you know. And yeah, you know. But for most other things, you know, things like silicon sealant, non-acidic, which is actually getting hard to get in Australia, you know. That had some really good stuff about it. The stuff that stinks of fucking acetic acid, you know. That was really good in some respects for some things. So the adhesive slowly dries around the edge. So you've got, there's your big LED chip. It would slowly set around the edges and hold it fast. And then it would slowly dry in under the fucking chip, you know what I mean? I think it had a drying, setting, a curing rate of about 6 millimetres a month or some shit, you know what I mean? So, you know, a cross-linking polymerisation. So anyway, that's what's on the cards for that. God. So yeah. Rather distressed actually about that guy dying like that. You know. But on the other hand, it's not callous. These are the facts of life. You know, if you're medically unfit to drive, you know, like you'd like, kind of like Joe Biden, you know what I mean? Medically unfit to fucking, you know. You wouldn't let that loose in a car on a city street. As I've been, I've had an uncle too, like one of my old sort of friends. You know, he'd just drive straight through fucking intersections in the middle of nowhere and he wouldn't even be aware that there's an intersection coming. He'd just drive straight through, whether he had right of way or not. You know, and there could be a fucking truck coming the other way and he'd just drive straight through, wouldn't see the truck, wouldn't see the intersection, wouldn't register anything, you know. And I had a fucking uncle who was about 83. And he was horrifyingly scary, you know. And, because I was in it when he did it. I was in. dear old uncle's fucking, you know. Jesus fuck. You know, and this is not callous, this is the facts of life. I'd rather him kill himself in front of a fucking truck than kill me. You know what I mean? Just drive straight through an intersection and fucking plough into me and break my neck or fucking smash my fucking brains out or some other sort of shit, you know what I mean? In some ways I can be very sympathetic and say this is really sad, but on the other hand I'm thinking it's better that he fucking kills himself like that than to go and kill other fucking people, because he's assuming that he's like a Joe Biden kind of thing and he's mentally unfit to hold a fucking license. If your friends are too fucking stupid, you know, to get your license taken off, you know, off you, and you do go through a stop sign at an intersection and run, you know, straight into the fucking path of a B double that's like, you know, two lanes away, you know what I mean? Two or three car lengths away, and you just drive straight into the fucking path of it and get yourself killed. You know? And that's one of the things that I really fucking hate is people who don't make the effort. When something is clearly fucking wrong, they make no effort to correct it, you know? It's like this friend who was 83 years old and, you know, driving through fucking intersections and pulling out in front of no idea there's mirrors, no idea there's indicators, no idea of fucking anything. You know, and keep a big eye on those mirrors. Some giant fucking truck comes roaring around the corner. Actually, seeing those accident pictures was good for me, because it reminds me, like, I'm not shit frightened of fucking trucks. It's just a clear sort of an understanding that if you get in their way, you're generally fucked, you know, you're going to die. Stay out of their fucking way, you know. So on days where I am actually you know, where I am actually wanting to go slow, you know, and I've been here for half an hour or some shit just talking away, and, you know, only one car's come past each way, you know what I mean? So that's why I pull off the fucking... That's why I pull over and let the car, you know, if there's room for the truck to maintain momentum and pass me, but there's a little bit tight on with the traffic coming the other way, I'll pull off the road, I'll slow down, I'll pull off the road and make room if I can and to get out of the way of the truck. You know, if I'm in one of those fucking moods where I don't really want to be travelling fast, that's what I will do. You know? And, God, you know? You know? You know, like, I'm not sort of unreasonably frightened of fucking trucks. I just have this understanding of this. They just That's it. You're fucking dead, you know? So, slippery, muddy. You know, slippery, muddy, muddy, daddy, 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 luddy, daddy, daddy, muddy. If I was a rich mole. If I remember this bit of road, you sort of have to sort of reverse it up and then rock and rock and rock and rock and a bit further harder back that way, a bit further forward that way, a bit further back that way till I'm out, you know. But yeah. Fuck. And those cunts. You know? So that's it, dear gentlemen. You know. When these people, I wasn't cognizant. Never met the guy. Know nothing about him. But it would appear to be the case that, you know, he's got, you know, the Biden brain rot, you know, being old, and he's come to a stop sign at an intersection, you know, and it wasn't like a straight type thing. In Australia, they have what is called a step, there's the incoming road. We'll get rid of that fucking thing. There's the highway. So there's the incoming, there's the road there, but, and then the off, the other side, the road isn't like that across the fucking highway, you know what I mean? It's actually like that. So you can't, you know, you can't go racing straight through. You actually have, you got sort of obstructions and sort of a bit of a chicane kind of an effect. You know? So this old guy has just come straight through, right into the path of the fucking, the truck couldn't have been any more than doing 60 k's an hour and 20 metres away when he's fucking just straight into the path of it. You know? So I'm assuming that the old boy had, you know, had Biden brain rot. Rot. Pronunciate and enunciate correctly. Yeah, so I'm saying that he probably did have Biden brain rot. And he's put himself in front of that car, in front of the truck, just not fucking registering what's on, you know? And I'd say, you know, on the basis of assumptions, I tend to make assumptions that tend to be generally either dead on or very fucking close to it most of the time, you know. But, you know, who knows? He could have, but, you know, he could be, he could have had a heart attack or having a seizure or some shit, you know, want to, oh, I better go get me fucking, you know. Better go get me fucking toxic shot. You know? The only people who fucking died from the bloody, this COVID shit were, you know, people who are like 85 years old or some shit, and they had, you know, multiple comorbidities, and they were like, kind of like, you know, floating around intensive care in the first place. You know, oh, they got COVID and died, and the hospitals have been, you lying cunts, you know. And, so, yeah. So that's how it goes, you know. You know, I'd rather him kill himself than kill me. Yeah, that was that, sorry, I drifted off a bit there. I had this fucking sort of geriatric friend, and he had several daughters. I think there's two or three of them. I know there's probably two, at least two. And then there was a few of his friends and all these other people around the town that he lived in. And everybody said, oh, no, he's dangerous. He's, dear old dad's dangerous behind the wheel. He's fucking lost all his marbles and, oh, not getting in the car with him. Oh, no, oh, fuck, oh, geez, my God, he's a fucking terror to be driving with. He just goes straight through stop signs and doesn't know what's going on or where he is and all this fucking shit, you know. But none of them ever put the fucking effort in to take his license off him. Do you know what I mean? Everybody I spoke to who knew him have seen him. He's just driving straight through fucking stop signs and crossing the fucking highways in front of trucks and bloody doesn't use indicators and has got no idea that there are actually mirrors. He's got no idea that there's actually mirrors on the car and what they're for. He'll just pull out from a parking spot, you know, in the path of an oncoming fucking vehicle. Just, oh, I was driving me truck and if I hadn't fucking slammed on the brakes, I would have fucking killed him. You know what I mean? He just drove straight across the road in front of me, you know? But none of these fucking cunts, none of these fucking cunts ever put in the paperwork and said, look, me old man, me friend here, fucking whatever, is dangerous behind the wheel. He's got brain rot and he's lost all his fucking marbles and he's a danger, not only to himself, but he's a danger to other people on the fucking road. And that's why I kind of, I'm really against people who sit on their, there's the most inexcusable shit going on and they know what can be done and yet they make no effort to do something about it. You know, saying, oh, I refuse to get in the car with Dad because he's a dangerous driver. He's lost all his fucking senile, he's got dementia, he's got fucking, his brain's rotted, you know what I mean? But saying, I refuse to get in the car with Dad is not the same as going to the fucking licensing place and saying, look, my dad's fucking lost, or he's old, he's senile, he's got brain rot, and he's dangerous on the fucking roads. He doesn't know what's going on. So, you know, these old cunts, you know, women too, you know, legally blind and running over school children on the side of the road, you know what I mean? Oh, I thought it was a couple of shopping bags. I thought it was a couple of garbage bags. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, fuck. You know? You know, the kids are walking across a pedestrian crossing at a shopping centre, and dear old Mavis is as blind as a fucking bat and senile as fuck. Just runs the kids straight over because she doesn't see that there's a zebra crossing, you know what I mean? And the kids are walking across it. She thought she'd just run over a couple of fucking garbage bags or something, you know? And so these people who know that this shit's going on say and do nothing about it. You know? And that's inexcusable. I'm sorry, I'm tired, I'm repeating myself. But you know what I mean? Saying I refuse to get in the car with Dad because he's fucking senile, he's got no idea what's going on, is not the same level of fucking being a responsible adult as actually saying, you know, to the licensing authority, Dad's fucking senile, he's got dementia, he doesn't know what's going on, and he shouldn't be on the fucking road. Take his license off him. You know what I mean? I remember my fucking aunt, you know, dear old uncle had pulled, like there's a big fast sort of curve, you know what I mean, on a straight sort of flattish sort of highway, and you know where the road curves around like that, and he just drives straight out of a fucking side road and into the path of an oncoming vehicle as he gets over to the other side of the fucking, and like he's got his Coke bottle glasses on and he's peering over the steering wheel and he can barely see 20 metres ahead of him, you know what I mean, and he's got fucking dementia. He's got brain rot, you know? And, you know, frightened the fucking shit out of me, you know? No, you know, coming to fucking intersections in the middle of nowhere and he just goes straight through. But he's got a stop sign, you know what I mean? And he doesn't look, oh, there's a, you know, road coming up, an intersection coming up, and he doesn't look left and right to see if anything's coming or anything. He just drives straight through. You know, and just frightens the fucking shit out of me, you know, several, you know, like near fucking misses at high speed kind of frightens the shit out of you sort of stuff, you know. And I said to my fucking aunt, you dumb fucking bitch, wherever you are, you know, I said, he's a danger to other fucking road users. He's going to cause a collision that's going to get someone fucking killed. He needs to have his license taken off him, you know. And this guy's like fucking, I think he's 83 or 85 or some shit, you know what I mean? Or somewhere around there, you know. And she said, oh, I can't do that. If he didn't have a license, it would just kill him, you know. You wouldn't be able to get out and about and go around the countryside and all this sort of shit. And I said, but he's medically unfit to drive a car. He is medically unfit. He doesn't recognise what's going on around him. You know, he's got no fucking idea. You know, his fucking brains are rotted. He's a danger to other fucking road users. You know? And this fucking stupid bitch. Oh, he can't take his license off him. It'd kill him. He's an old man. He likes to go out for a drive, you know. Fuck it, every time he gets on the road, everybody who fucking comes within, you know, everybody he's sharing the road with is in danger of losing their life because of this old cunt not knowing what is going on. you know? And fucking stupid auntie and this other old bloke, you know what I mean? His fucking stupid daughters. They're in their 40s or some shit, 40s or 50s or something. Oh, I won't get in the car with him. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, fuck, he's too dangerous. Oh, fuck. Yeah, but what about all the other fucking road users, you stupid cunts? Oh, it's not my, you know, it's that fucking weakness. Weakness of integrity, weakness of character, weakness of honesty. You know, and fuck, I hate that. Oh, it's not my job. What do I want to do that for? All right, I'll end that here. Bye.